sermon already with talking about the good Pope and his visit. The events of this past week, however, are quite different. Just another day at college, it seemed, for those students at Umpqua Community College in Roseburg, Oregon. But it was not to be so. Christopher Harper Mercer had come to class with 6 guns, a steel-enhanced flak jacket, 5 magazines of ammunition, a hatred of God and his life, and in a matter of minutes, 9 lives were snuffed out, dozens more suffering injuries. Lined up against the wall, told to stand, asked if they were Christians. If the answer was yes, he said, good, you're going to see God in about a minute. If not, he shot him in the leg. Why God? Why? They were overwhelmed with victims of war, 12 volunteer doctors treating their patients. Suddenly, bombs rained down every 15 minutes. Despite desperate efforts to notify authorities of their innocence and plight, in addition to the doctors, there were nurses, orderlies, aides, and patients killed or injured. Why, God? Why? Some months ago, ISIS moved into a historically Christian region of Syria, driving Christians from their households and villages. Raman had joined others from the 130 households to a camp 2 miles outside the village. ISIS soldiers soon appeared. They said, we're an Islamic nation. Remove all your crosses. And in fear, they removed all their crosses. Days later, they heard Allahu Akbar, and the village was ablaze and destroyed. Raman and his family became part of the 2 million refugees in Lebanon. That border is now closed. Why, God? Why? A young man arrested for non-payment of parking tickets, jailed 30 days. A drug addict experienced withdrawal. We watch him die on the floor in a cell. My God, why? Rocka moves along the Atlantic coast, record rainfalls, state after state declaring emergency. South Carolina so marked by our president. Houses are floating down streams, waters measured by the foot, and floodwaters overflow. Why, God? Why? BW has lost its moral compass, opines the Wall Street Journal, while the market gyrates up and down, up and down. Why, God? Why? Would that it were a simple, well, my friends, the reason is, but answers don't come that easily. By human or natural sources, humankind finds itself battered by circumstances seemingly beyond control. For almost a week, this nation was entranced by the visit of Pope Francis. This is St. Francis Day, by the way. He traveled from Washington to New York to Philadelphia, from Congress to the UN to the Catholics. And it seemed that his words of hope were resonating in the nation beset with strife and crises. Love God. Love one another. The same theme was heard years ago after a drug addict's altercation with the Los Angeles police. It was simply, can't we just all get along? It's the theme of all of those who believe that man and woman are getting better and better. Whatever happened to sin? Well, why? We can pull ourselves up our own bootstraps, thank you. Who needs God? Harper Mercer didn't. Taliban doesn't. ISIS didn't. Jail authorities don't. Mother Nature, VW, market, none moved, seemed, by our prayers. Here you are up against the wall. Are you a Christian? Way back in the dark ages when I was a seminarian. That's a long time ago. One of our professors was a mystic named Emile Caillé. Very difficult to understand, by the way, heavy French accent. He told his being stood before a wall by the Nazis, and he was asked that same question. Although blindfolded, he could hear that order in German, ready, aim, and then silence. It seems that the officer in charge couldn't give the order. He was a Christian. So our first response to circumstance today is, are you ready to give an answer for the hope that you have? He is risen indeed. The words of the us in various ways, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by a Son. The reflection of God's glory, the exact imprint of God's very being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. Jesus started it all, you know. Who do men say that I am? At the time, he was in Caesarea Philippi, the site of 14 temples of Baal. We have Saturday Night Live. The birthplace of nature, God Pan. And in that multicultural setting, Jesus says, who do you say that I am? Same question today. And we have to think about all those ways in which Jesus was depicted by those he met along the way. He ate with sinners. He talked to women in public. He touched the blind, the deaf, the lame, the lepers, the outcasts. Why, he didn't even observe ceremonial laws and rituals. So our second response, he forgives. God forgives. So who is Jesus? There are over 20,000 groups in our world claiming Jesus in one way, shape, or form. Ernest Renan, a French writer, called Jesus a sentimental idealist. David Strauss saw Jesus as a fanatic. William Hurst said he conformed to the clinical picture of paranoia. Bruce Martin thought he was a greatest salesman. T.S. Eliot pictured Christ the tiger. Black theologian James Cone called Jesus the black messiah. Paul Rayner depicted Jesus as a perfected human person. Tillich called him the new being. Schoenbeck used the image of Jesus as a sacrament of encounter. Bonhoeffer saw him as a man for others. Jürgen Moltmann asserted Jesus was a crucified God. Norman Vincent Peale claimed he gave us peace of mind, while his disciple Bob Schuller said he gave us possibility thinking. Rick Warren assures us that he gives us a purpose-filled life, while Joel Osteen fills the airways with a prosperity gospel. In today's climate of toleration, a.k.a. diversity, we hear that all religions are the same. It is not so. I beg to differ with Pope Francis. The Bible and the Quran are not the same. The Baha'is may say they believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Muslims may assert that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his prophet. Mormons may talk of Jesus as a savior, yet assert that every male is a god. Everyone's opinion about Jesus or God is not a different shade of correct. Hebrew reminds us that we must pay attention to what we have heard and not drift from it. Every whim, fad, trend is not correct. The good news is that Jesus Christ is God's truth for this whole creation. The hope of this planet Earth does not lie in our political skills, eco-imagination, psychobabble, or technological prowess. Our hope is in Jesus Christ alone. Why? As I used to say to the kids, because. Because God gave us this world to be called good. He gave us dominion over this creation, and it was good. But to our tribulation, suffering, sorrow, grief, and loss is in our hands. Sin. And God sent his only Son so this fallenness could be redeemed, reconciliation would be possible. You see, God is at work in our midst. Our third response is we trust in God. But Jesus wasn't designed by some old patriarch foisting him upon us. This Bible is God's Word. If our mainline churches have become irrelevant today, it is because we have not proclaimed the gospel and the biblical truth. Instead, we have penetrated the culture, and the culture has absorbed us. Jesus is not some benign spirit who approves of everything we do and asks nothing in return. Jesus Christ is our risen Lord, no equal. It is he whose words come to us as we gather about this table. Come unto me, learn of me, believe in me, preach my name to the world. as the disciples in the first century had to choose, so do we. Mr. Hicks, a Washington pastor, describes it for us. This church is a house, designed as a dwelling place for Almighty God. This church is a house, a residence of the called people of God. This church is a house for those who are hungering and thirsting for righteousness. This church is a house where men and women, children of every nation and race, are welcome, equal before God. This church is God's house, and God alone is worthy to be praised. As the psalmist sang it, all the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the earth and the nations will worship him. The table is set. We join millions today to celebrate the sacrament. Eucharista, thanksgiving. In thanksgiving, we remember God's mighty deeds. It's an outward act with an inward reality. Think, we're in an upper room, about to break bread with the Savior. We're in the garden as he's carried away. We're at the Praetorium as he's mocked and beaten and scourged. We're at Golgotha as his body is broken and his blood is spilled for us. We are there that morning when the stone is rolled away. We're in the room as the bread is broken, the cup is given. My friends, he is here, here at this table of amazing grace. When you find yourself up against a wall, will you say it? Here I am, Lord. I'm a Christian. Yes, Lord, I will hope, forgive, trust, and serve.